Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sleep Deprivation Cast. I'm G, and I have here Ivan Burnaby, Landon Dastrup, and I'm David Gallanter. And a couple of us might be a little tired.
Too drunk.
No, none of that.
No,
but
none of that, kid.
That would have made it more interesting. But hopefully, the site should be launching soon, and I was up last night working on stuff. I don't know what your excuse is, Ivan.
I was drunk yesterday.
Okay, that's bad.
I was with a woman.
Were you guys talking about your feelings? Because that's kind of gay. That's you. Being with a woman, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Just to be clear to everyone, Landon has brought it to my attention that I got the order wrong for E3, that it was actually Microsoft, Sony, and then Nintendo, not Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony. So, sorry, made that mistake.
EA was after Microsoft, and Ubisoft was before Sony, so...
Okay. So this time on GCast, we're going to talk about Sony. They had a time slot for the longest press conference. Thank God they didn't use it, because I think they had the place reserved for, like, I don't know, like 12 years or something like that. I forgot what it was, but it was a long time. It was like, you know, it was like a 5-hour reservation that they had on it. The press conference, I think, was like, what, like a couple hours or something like that?
It was an hour and a half. It was same as everyone else. I just think they were expecting more hype about certain things that they were doing, and no one cared. So,
well,
like the whole Uncharted thing with the subway.
What did they do?
They were having the subway promotion with the multiplayer access.
Oh, right.
They're like waiting for claps and like cricket.
Right. Well, there was a couple things. We'll talk about that too. There was a couple things that I think they held for applause on that nobody gave them applause, and there was a couple things that they just plowed through that people applaud on, and they didn't think it was a big deal. But
Like the 3D.
We'll get to that, too. So, I mean, it started out, I felt like I was in a techno club. But
What is Sony's deal about montages?
They love them, I guess.
Everything's better with a montage, but not that many montages.
I don't know.
Like, come on.
Well, Trenton disagrees.
Montage.
Yeah, exactly. They should just play that.
Yeah, seriously.
But I don't know. Yeah, it started out there like, you know, boasting all their games and everything. And
which
just,
is,
you know,
like the same five games over and over and over again.
It's just Uncharted and Resistance and Infamous. But
and then Green Lantern. Did anyone else catch that?
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Well, I mean, you always... games like those just don't belong in a press conference. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if, like, this Spider-Man game is really going to be good this time. Like, I don't care.
That would be like Nintendo showing off Superman 64 coming to Virtual Console.
Woo! You're not excited about that? I can't wait.
Yeah, man, it's a challenge. Yeah. Get past that very first level.
Yeah, we've got
there's a second level?
There is.
Wow.
Yeah. It's in the green room. I don't even know what the fuck to do.
Yeah. But
it's
they said,
not like just a death screen. They didn't program that far, and you're just trapped in a death screen.
The game wasn't even like, there was no object. You just kind of like, how did we get on this? Anyway,
things that Sony does.
Yeah.
These people can't tell. I'm not a big Sony fan.
I used to not be. I still prefer Xbox, but I've warmed up to the things that they, I mean, they're not, I remember like years ago they used to be, but they used to be super arrogant and shit like that, and they're a lot better with that now, but they came on and they, you know, talked about the PS3 outage, you know, telling the press you're welcome for all the bad news, because press apparently we love we're press now.
I didn't think of that before.
Yeah.
So we're douches now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, right. You guys. But yeah, so like,
can I get my title to be honorary douche?
Instead of executive editor, is that what you would like?
Yes, please. And a pay cut. And a pay cut.
I don't know. I'm comfortable paying you what I'm paying you. You deserve it too. Think about that.
All this hard work canceling dates with my girlfriend to do podcasts and...
Oh my god, you perfect! You have to I had to cancel all my dates with my girlfriend too. So hard.
Yeah.
That, like, I don't even have one.
Well.
Sony, they apologize to retail customers, third party, you know, companies, and, they just kind of, like, pretty much came out and said, like, you know, sorry, like,
sorry we screwed all of your credit card numbers.
But we kept some of them ourselves. That's really all they could do. I mean, like, they just wanted to get it out of the way early. They mentioned, then they kind of went on, they mentioned Netflix on PS3, that apparently people were watching Netflix on PS3 the most out of any other console, which I guess makes sense, because, like, people,
it's the only way to get high-definition Netflix without paying a subscription to something else, because with Xbox, you have to have an Xbox Live Gold membership to use Netflix. So it's the only way not to pay a subscription fee for online service and to get high definition.
And there's a lot of people who buy the PS3s, I think, tend to be more moviegoers, since a lot of people buy it for the Blu-ray.
True.
So, I mean, I guess it makes sense. But, they were kind of bragging that, you know, they have the number one spot on Netflix, but so they didn't spend too much time talking about those things at the beginning, because after that they just kind of got right into games. They first things first, they did Uncharted in 3D, which, you know, I don't know if I mentioned this, but I don't give two shits about 3D, but you know.
And we weren't there, so it was all 2D.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I don't know. It's 3D. I don't know. But, but they were talking about the gameplay. I mean, it still looked amazing and everything like that. To me, like, I don't know, the animations in Uncharted always looked a little jittery to me. Like, it's not like as Drake is changing from animation, it always seemed a little bit kind of rough. You know, in terms of, like, the climbing animation to, like, you know, going into, like, jump animation and things like that, it doesn't look quite so fluid and doesn't really look like it's fixed in this one. But, I mean, it still looks amazing. But
yeah, I had some notes here. Like, the boat movement was cool.
Yeah.
The water effects inside I actually really liked. How the room, like, once they blew up the side of the boat and the room kept filling with water, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, great effects. Like, the water effect, like, it's all totally there in terms of, I mean, the environments and everything are just, you know, drawn and done so well. Also, what I thought was kind of funny, and this is the case with a lot of the games I felt that they were showing off, you notice how they added, like, a little Call of Duty hit detection kind of an indicator? Like, you know, on Call of Duty, when you shoot and when the bullets actually hit your target, a little X shows up.
Did they do that for Uncharted?
Yeah, I noticed that for Uncharted. I noticed that for a few games, actually.
Everyone's doing that now.
I know. And it looks the same. Like, some games have actually had it look a little different. Like, in Battlefield 1943, it was that little red U-shaped kind of a thing that would show up, you know?
Yeah.
But in the new Battlefield, it's the X. It looks exactly the same. And if you notice on the Uncharted, it looks exactly the same. I'll mention it in the other games later. They have it in, like, all of them now.
It's the thing, you know. I need to know when my bullets are hitting them.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, do you like
squirting
that?
Out of them is not enough of a tell.
Do you like that in games now? I mean, the fact that you can just kind of, like, I mean, for the games where the bullets do go through the walls, do you enjoy that to where, like, you can just shoot a wall and be like, okay, there, and then just keep shooting that wall?
I don't like the idea of shooting through walls.
Okay.
You bastard.
I've always hated that. Ever since they introduced it, I was like, okay, it's realistic, but I don't give a crap. I like, you know, running behind a wall and being like, okay, I'm safe now. Like, okay, now it's strategize. Now it's just like, oh, I'm getting shot. I'm going to die no matter what I do.
I was weary on the idea when they first mentioned it. But, when I found out that it was a little more dynamic than that, to where, you know, it didn't go through every wall, I thought that was okay.
Until you got that one perk that made it go, that made your bullets impact better, and then it did go through that wall. And
well,
yeah, you know, like specialized bullets.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, like, I've grown to like. I'm not the biggest Call of Duty fan in the world. Well, I mean, the Infinity Ward ones, the old ones, I love, but you know,
old Infinity Ward.
Yeah, I still like Modern. I still really, really like the Infinity Ward Modern Warfare. I really do, and I got 1,000 gamer score on Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2. But I'll be the first to admit that it is not the end all be all that I think a lot of people are treating it like, and what a lot of these games are copying it like that. Same with what we'll get to Resistance, but you know, Resistance 2, you can clearly see they took a page out of the Call of Duty's book, where the first one they it was much more different. A lot of people are just really just trying to get a slice of that success, but I think they should try to do something different. But then they had the Subway thing, yeah, the, like we were mentioning earlier, the during October you can get the full multiplayer. There's no details on how you get it, but they're just saying somehow, some way, you go into Subway, assuming you buy something that they want you to buy, then you'll get the full multiplayer. No beta, no nothing, like the full fucking thing, which seems weird. Like, that's like, that would just be so weird. I'm assuming it's a code. You go download like a gig or two's worth of a game's multiplayer with no single player. Like, for some people, like Call of Duty people, like, that they might not ever want to buy the game then. Like,
I'm betting it's just for a limited time. Like,
you think so?
That's what I'm guessing. I mean, how else are you supposed to get those people that are just about multiplayer? You basically screwed your profits there, like.
I guess, but that could be, I mean, that could be a lot of backlash on Sony, because they stood up there saying, like, no, this is no, like, trial thing. This is the full thing.
I heard the thing about the beta. They didn't say a trial, like.
They didn't say trial.
There was a time limit,
like,
to it.
No. I mean, they didn't say that. I don't know if maybe it'll happen, but
yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, and so Trent got back on stage, and they did. They were gonna, or they started a show, Resistance 3, which I played recently. I played the first and second Resistance. I really, really like the second Resistance, actually. I mean, for a few reasons. It takes place in San Francisco, which I like San Francisco, or the beginning does, at least. Of course, very unrealistic because of all the parking, but the aliens are cool. But this one is it's 1957. It's 4 years after the second one. And I guess what he was explaining is that the Chimera, which, you know, is the bad guy in the game, have like kind of won the war, and it's just sort of a little, almost like, it almost kind of sounded like a Gears of War thing, to where there's no more of this kind of government thing, that you're just kind of fighting in groups. But, yeah, and the Call of Duty hit detection thing is in this game, too.
Yep.
I noticed it. Yeah.
Insomniac always does well with designing interesting weaponry. Like, just
yeah.
Watching that video, it's cool what they do with the weaponry.
Yeah,
it's just,
absolutely.
It seems like everything's just more of the same with that game, though.
Yeah, but that's... Go on.
I watched someone play some of the first one, and I haven't seen much different from the first and the video I saw for the third. Like, it's all seeming like the same. Maybe the health is different, but everything else is kind of the same.
It's different, because even just playing the first and the second one, like, has so many more weapons. That was one of my problems about the first one. You pretty much had, like, it was almost like Left 4 Dead. Not that bad, but like, not bad. Like, Left 4 Dead's awesome for Left 4 Dead, but you know, this was a game where you kind of need more weapons than what you had. There was only just kind of like the basic assault rifle, the basic, you know, assault rifle for the aliens, and then the sniper type thing, and then one special type thing, and a couple grenades. But the second one had so much more weapons. I would understand that between the second and third there wouldn't be that much difference, but there's definitely, I can guarantee you, a difference between the first and the third, and even just the first and the second. But they were showing off a gun, and you're right, like, Insomniac, they do a really good job at, like, you know, interesting guns. Like the there's a gun called the Auger or the Auger. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I don't think it's Auger, but it shoots through walls, and it's kind of a cool dynamic that it's just that gun that shoots through walls. So it's kind of like, you know, if you see an enemy that has it, you know, you can't take cover, so it's just kind of like you try to, like, kill him before he kills you, you know, to where it makes the encounters a little, it's, you know, a little more interesting, and it also gives you a little infrared thing so you can see them through the wall. I mean, like, it's pretty cool. And they announced that it's going to be a bundle, $150. You get the game and you get, Move, the PS Move. So,
well, you just get just one piece of it, right? Of the Move.
No, actually, I think that's why it's so expensive. I think they're giving you the whole.
It's the game, the gun, the. I thought it was one piece of the Move and the eye toy thing.
I think they're giving you both pieces. The navigation piece, which is essentially the nunchuck, because it's required to play Resistance.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I think they give you that. After that, they did God of War, God of War Origins.
Which will help out the people that don't have PSPs.
Right.
Yeah, so. Play those too.
Yeah, I mean, that's I played a little bit of Chains of Olympus, and I liked it. I'd like to play them, and that's cool that I'll pretty soon be able to play it on PS3, that's
in high definition and 3D.
Yeah, but I doubt it's going to look that much better, honestly. I mean, they're not doing a complete overhaul, I don't think. They're just kind of cleaning it up.
Yeah.
I think it's just a resolution.
I don't think they're adding anything new, are they?
I think it's just like, you know.
The port.
It's just another one of those things where it's like, oh, didn't have a PSP, well.
Like the first God of War and God of War 2, how they did a collection of those two for PS3. They just cleaned them up a little bit. It's not like they redid in the new engine or anything like that.
Right. A long time ago, they talked about how they would stop doing that, how they would stop taking their exclusives from PSP and putting them on console because people were asking them, like, do you want to sell PSPs? Because the sales are bad enough already, and you're giving all the exclusives over to the console.
Yeah, but now the PSP's dead, so who cares?
Yeah, they said that they would stop it, but now I guess it's dead. They got the Vita, which we'll talk about. And then Ico, Shadow of the Colossus.
Woo! That's cool. Like, I've played Shadow of the Colossus, wanted to play Ico, but you cannot find that thing anywhere.
Dude, Ico, you're going to have to fork up some dough.
Yeah, so being able to buy both those in high definition on the PS3, that's cool. That actually got me excited.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played either of them.
You bastard. I hate you.
I'm really excited to. No, I'm going to.
I was never born.
When is the third installment coming out?
Never.
Guardian
or Legend. Yeah, who knows?
It's just imagination. You just think of it, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's not a game. They're just videos. That's all they are.
And then you just piece it together and like, hey, this is the greatest game ever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, I'm not playing it.
No, you're imagining it.
Yeah.
Imagination.
Imagination. Such a good episode. SpongeBob people.
Yeah. Watch it. Well, don't watch the new ones. Watch the old
ones. Fuck the new ones.
Yeah, exactly. This is one of those situations, this next one, it's one of those situations where I think they plowed through it, and they didn't wait for the applause where they deserved applause and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, where the 3D television is coming out, it's a PlayStation branded 3D TV, and the most amazing, amazing thing, I hate split screen, and the fact that you can actually have two people playing on one screen and it looks like one screen to both of them blew my mind. I don't say that often. People are like, ooh, Inception blew my mind. I'm like, it's because you're stupid. That's why, you know, but this blew my mind. I'll say that. But like, I have no interest in 3D whatsoever, but if 3D means that, I want to see more. I don't care if it's in 3D. I don't care if it's in 2D. As long as I get the fucking two images like that, like on the, that's amazing.
Even on a 24-inch screen.
that's the only thing that sucks.
That's how it's so cheap. It's $500 for everything that you get there, you know?
That's why I'm a little worried, because I'm just like, what are they skimping out on here? It's like, I'm assuming it doesn't have the best contrast ratio.
I found out that GameStop will actually be selling these TVs also. So, like, oh, wow. Video game establishments will be selling these.
Yeah. Well, it's PlayStation branded, yeah.
I understand that, but it's a TV. It's not a gaming.
Yeah, look at the tiny little things you could stick on your GameCube, you know?
Hey, man, we used to sell Zunes.
Yeah, but...
yeah, but that's because the company was going under and they were grabbing at straws trying to stay alive.
But, like, I think that it would be so much more interesting if there was a bigger one, but when it is so cheap like that, you really do have to wonder. Like, it's either going to last a long time and not look that great, or it's not going to last very long and look amazing.
I was wondering, they're charging $70 for a separate pair of glasses. Is that cheaper than what's out there now? Because $70 for a pair of glasses?
Dude, glasses run like $150, man.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever be able to do 3D.
They're like, the Sony brands, they're expensive as hell.
That's why I think 3D. That's why I think 3D without glasses is the thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean, like, that's like, obviously 3DS, you know, has got it for a very narrow viewing angle. And I heard of some prototypes that have it for like a few viewing angles, so that a few people can sit down around a TV and watch it. I think they're gonna get it to where there's gonna be like, you know, 1,000 viewing angles, and it just will be like watching normal TV, and every angle will look 3D, no glasses. That's when it's going to be
the one angle that you're laying in is not one of those 1,000. It's like, damn.
No, it's not. Like, I doubt it's going to be any kind of a problem like that. I mean, I'm not a techno analyst, so I don't know exactly.
Were you going to say you're not a doctor?
I'm not a doctor. Damn it.
I'm a doctor, not a scientist.
Yeah. But I don't presume to know exactly how it works, but I think that's the future. And when you think about it, there's angles that you can sit on a regular 2D TV right now where you can't see shit, but, you know.
That's if, like, there's glare and whatnot, man, like.
No, like, lie down on the floor right now and look up at your computer screen and see if you can see that shit.
I've done it, and yes, I can. And, of course, I'm using a TV for my computer screen.
Cheater. then they started talking about Move. And,
NBA 2K12, real-time strategy version.
Yeah, I know, seriously. Yeah, like, that shit just looked like that played itself. Like, you just point and press whatever buttons under your thumb at the time, and you'll be happy, like, you know? Like, and Kobe was just kind of just, like, it was such a weird thing. He was just like, yeah, give me the controller. Now show me how to turn it on. Like, you know, it's just like,
trash and then look like a noob.
Yeah. Like, nothing really looked interesting about it, in my opinion. Like, playing that with a noob, like, you know, it's not revolutionary.
It's supposed to get, you know, everyone to play it.
People who are intimidated by the joysticks, but it's like...
Or the buttons.
Right. I think it's just so... The joysticks and the buttons, like, I mean, they're so not... I mean, obviously it's coming from somebody who's played video games for a long time, but I don't think they're really as intimidating as everybody thinks they are, but everybody has it in their head that they'll never touch one, and because of that, we're going to get things like this, where it's gameplay that's very simplified, that, you know, isn't interesting, but it will get grandma to pick it up, you know? I don't know, do you guys even play any of the 2Ks? Because I'm not a huge 2K basketball fan.
I'm not a huge sports video game fan, so.
But you don't like buying your games every year?
And having them barely be updated?
Yeah, I know. Screw downloadable content. I want to rebuy every year.
Oh, yeah, Left 4 Dead 2 this crap.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. Dude, there's, like, Valve would have to do a lot more than that to make me annoyed with them. Like, I'm not annoyed with them.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not annoyed with them. I love Left 4 Dead 2. I do wish there was more DLC for it. There's like two packs.
Hey, didn't they say they were coming out with all the old ones? on Left 4 Dead 2? Well, I
guess. How long ago was that?
Yeah, I know. How long ago was it that they said that the Team Fortress 2 updates would come out on 360, and we're still waiting?
Yeah.
And now it's free on PC, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, after that, they got into the game Medieval Moves.
That actually looks like something I'd pick up and play for 10 minutes.
Yeah, no. Well, it sounded like it was going to be sincere.
No, like, after 10 minutes, I could see a game boring, but, you know, it looked fun.
Like, it's kind of interesting, yeah. I mean, no inventory system. It all depends on motion. That, you know, just if you pull the arrows out of the quiver, that's what you get, you know. And that it's just, it's no, that it's just really streamlined. Which the reason why that's a little more interesting to me is that it looked like all these other games with Move get rid of the inventory system because it's too complex. This one looks like it's still there, but it's just within the motions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it feels like they're trying not to compromise that complexity, so that's nice.
I just want to know, like, without inventory and without all that stuff, how are they going to keep the combat fresh? Like, it's just hack and slash, ninja stars, and bow and arrow the whole time.
There might be a lot more weapons than that, and also, I mean, the game might be, you know, I mean, it's hard to say because we just saw that one level, so who knows what you'll get to do in the game. I mean, that was just kind of like an encounter, so, like, that's what the encounters will maybe be like. If it's just going to be encounter after encounter after encounter, then of course it's going to be boring, but if it actually turns out to be an actual game where, like, you can actually, there's an actual kind of, you know, sequences and cool things that you get to do. That might be kind of cool. Like, you know, if you use the move to kind of do other things. But if it's just encounters like that, then I agree. And then Trenton, he came back on stage, they were showing off Infamous 2. What I do like is that it seems like it's either a new voice actor or the voice actor is doing something different. Because I hated the voice acting in the first one on the main character, because, like, he kind of reminded me of, you know, he's supposed to have, like, this girlfriend and he's responsible for all these deaths at the beginning, and he kind of just hearing about the character, like, he would kind of remind me of somebody who would be, you know, just really, like, he, you know, full of maybe possibly some guilt or, you know, whatever, but they just gave him such a generic action movie voice. Just like, yeah, let's go do this. I love you, my girlfriend. It's like, ugh. And, like, it was just really very much like a just action movie star voice, and I hated that. It wasn't real. And it looks like they fixed that for Infamous 2, which is a good thing. But they're talking about how, yeah, I mean, you can create online missions and things like that. You know, there's a lot more customization.
I did think it was weird that they were showing off a game that came out the very next day.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not giving anything else to look forward to.
Yeah, if it comes out in a day, then it's like, yeah. How much...
For me, it was, like...
Yeah.
Who cares? It's... You know, out tomorrow. I'll play it tomorrow and find out all that
stuff.
Don't
show me, yeah.
I would rather them give me another game than Infamous, you know? Could be something that comes out in 2 months that we still haven't heard anything about or something. I think show off Aliens, you know? That's not even Sony, but it'd be something to look forward to.
Right. I think they were just pretty much showing everything regardless. They showed every little thing. Yeah. And then they're coming out with a Move update for Little Big Planet 2, which isn't surprising. They're having Move updates on everything, pretty much. Starhawk. They started talking about Starhawk, that's Lightbox and Sony Santa Monica. I guess that's what Sony Santa Monica went on to go do, because
it's from the creators of Warhawk. Did you play Warhawk?
I didn't.
I actually played it with my buddy who had a PS3. I loved that game. That game was so good for...
I heard it was good, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's what kept me coming over to that guy's house and playing his PS3. There was no other game I actually wanted to play a PS3 for at the time. Yeah. And just, like, what they're doing with it does not excite me in the least.
Really?
Yeah, being able to buy things the better that you do and, like... I just don't think it fits with the game that well. Too much micromanagement for such a huge game.
The only thing that makes me hopeful is the fact that Sony Santa Monica is working on it now. I mean, I mean, it's still light because Lightbox made the first one, I think. And Sony Santa Monica, which usually did all the God of Wars, they're helping out with it. And that makes me hopeful. I mean, regardless, I mean, like you're saying that it just looks like just too much.
Yeah, Warhawk's a game kind of like Battlefield or Battlefront, just those giant maps, and you're this little itty-bitty guy, and it turns into an epic battlefield with tanks and jets flying over, and everything is controlled by people, and it's just really cool, and it looks like they're bringing it too much into real-time strategy stuff of calling down walls and vehicles and waiting for them to drop in and using resources, and it just seems too much micromanagement for such a big environment in a third-person shooter.
Yeah, and then the announcement of Dust, which that actually sounded pretty – if it works – that sounded pretty cool.
The environments looked very plain. Yeah, well, it was only one planet and everything, but it was all gray.
Yeah.
Gray as far as the eye could see. Like, everything about that was gray. And
I
did not understand why not show something with some color.
Well, in terms of the color palette, for some weird reason, I mean, like, I don't know why they went with that, but I can understand in general why the game maybe doesn't look so great. I mean, like, they kind of when you name drop something like MMO, I'm not expecting the best graphics.
Yeah,
like, but honestly,
Dust 514 should be a shooter first.
Right.
It connects to the MMO EVE Online, but it's a shooter.
Yeah, it's on a shooter on PS3, MMO on PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, and same. They said same war, the same universe, and everything that your gameplay on PS3 will affect.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
it's not like you on PS3. You know, you're playing a character, and right next to you is a character from EVE Online. Like, just the things that happen in Dust 514 affect the worlds in EVE Online. That's how I understood it.
Yeah, I mean. It's hopefully it'll work.
Yeah. They're also
it's a really good idea,
but they're also extending it to the Vita, they said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So
I wonder what that's going to be like. Yeah. What is it going to be on Vita? Is it going to be a shooter or
who knows?
It's a mystery.
But and then again, actually I had that Call of Duty hit detection thing. I don't know if you noticed, but it's in there. If it works, awesome, yeah. PS3, spring 2012, they said.
Awesome.
And then something next, what I thought was really cool, Bioshock Infinite, which looks baller. So Ken Levine was on stage, you know, they showed a little something. And I thought it was kind of funny, the story that he told about Move.
Yeah.
How he kind of said he didn't like it, got a call from Sony that he didn't really want to take, and he kind of, when he was playing with it, I guess, kind of convinced himself that it kind of looked a little bit like a DualShock, that he can make the kind of hardcore games he wants to with it.
Yeah,
although,
it's
yeah.
Before it seemed like he had this thought that he had to do the Move or the controller. And you don't have to make that choice. You can have the controller still there and then have the Move there, too, for people who want to use it.
And yeah.
To me, that just seemed like his view, like he had to do it, you know? If he was going to do the Move, it had to be Move only, and it doesn't have to be that.
Right. That, like, I think that, which, again, like, that is a direction that I want to see with motion control, like, because I am more interested in the hardcore applications of motion control and not the casual. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, now that Ken Levine is kind of working on it, I'm even more interested. So, yeah, I mean, and they announced that they're making a game on the Vita. They haven't said what it is, but
it's in the BioShock universe.
Right, right. So, I don't know, but that's kind of that's kind of crazy that Irrational themselves are doing it. It's not going to be outsourced or anything, that they said that they're going to do it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, like, that's some pretty good support. But they said that if you buy Bioshock Infinite, you're going to get Bioshock 1 free on the same Blu-ray.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
I find it weird that they didn't do, like, if you buy it new, you get a code to download it. Like, just if you buy it in general, new or used. Like, I found that to be interesting. Like, they aren't trying to soak it. Yeah, they aren't trying to get that extra money, to buy to get people to buy it new. It's just if you buy it, period.
Right,
that's right. Because he's about people.
Yeah.
The poor people like me. I mean, multi-million dollar studio.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And the rich people like us. Yeah,
yes.
Really, yeah.
The real men.
Looking for, 10 of these Blu-rays with 10 copies of Bioshock 1. And play them all at the same time on TVs that just span across our wall.
One 3D TV that shoots out 10 images.
Yeah, exactly. It's directly into your brain.
No screen.
Yes. Star Trek game coming out. Anybody a Trekkie here? Because I'm not.
Yeah. I'm not too much. My girlfriend really is, so I've sort of been getting into it.
That reminded
me of Pulp Fiction. I'm not a vegetarian, but my girlfriend's a vegetarian, which pretty much makes me a vegetarian. They're gonna have a little phaser peripheral with it. And there's going to be co-op between...
Oh, my God.
The co-op sounded cool, original story. It's based off the newest movie, and with the new one coming out and all that, it's that sort of cast of Star Trek characters.
Yeah. Oh, it's obviously modeled after,
after
two actors, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's the movie that actually got me to actually sit down and watch Star Trek.
Well, yeah, because it's very, the new Star Trek is very
modern.
Star Wars. Yeah, like it's actually like exciting, which is weird. Like people aren't just like deliberating politics around a table for like 10 minutes. It's actually there's
10 whole episodes.
Sorry. but yeah, I know that my dad's a Trekkie, so I know enough about that. And then they mentioned SSX, exclusively on PlayStation, you're going to do Mount Fuji. So that's going to be something. Yeah, they kind of just quickly mentioned that. Then quickly mentioned Need for Speed, The Run, how PS3 will have 7 additional cars.
I don't know. I've said it before and I'll say it again. For racing games, it's all about the tracks for me. I don't care about cars.
I mean, I guess so, too. I mean, like, I'm actually much more interested in environments than I am the actual objects. Of a game in general, I guess.
That's because you're a bastard.
Oh, I was wondering why all these years.
Yeah. By the way, you're adopted.
That's a different thing. Battlefield 3 will have 1943 again, just like the Bioshock thing, on the disc, they said.
You already have it.
Yeah, what happens if you already have the game? Like, oh, yay, no bonus.
Then it's yours. For free. Then you have 2 copies now. That's pretty
Hooray.
Much. And then after that, Kazu Hirai got on stage and dissed Trends Tie, which I thought was kind of funny. But he still kind of plugs this, Hirai still kind of plugs his 10-year vision of PlayStation, and he talks about, how he wants to have this... they announced something called the PlayStation Suite, which is the PlayStation software that's going to be on other devices like Android phones and things like that.
Is that sort of like PlayStation going third party? Like,
yeah,
it kind of confused me.
No, it is. It's pretty much that. I mean, it's kind of them
getting ready to shut down studios.
No, it's. I don't think there's really any other. Well, goddamn! I mean, like, no, it is kind of a weird thing that they're kind of like, going to other mobile platforms as they're introducing a mobile device. But They specifically said that, you know, they're hoping what it will do is just intrigue people to the PlayStation brand, and then it'll get people to look at Vita, and then they'll want to buy the Vita.
Not if you're getting the same stuff on your Android phone.
I'm assuming it's not the same. I don't think everything's going to be on the Android. I don't think they're saying that.
I'm not saying that everything will, but, you know. If you are buying certain games on your Android phone that you really like, and those same games are coming on the Vita, what's going to make you buy the Vita? I'm not getting...
Well, just the fact that it won't be the same games.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see. I mean, like, because I don't think Uncharted is going to come out on Android.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that either. Yeah. But, no.
But... Like, I don't know. I mean, they said that it's just going to be, like, a complimentary thing to entice people to the PlayStation name. We'll see. But it wasn't too short after that they actually announced the Vita, what they've been calling the NGP, you know, the OLED screen on it, officially named Vita. Vita means life. Finally fucking two thumbsticks on there. People have been screaming about every iteration of the PSP. Everyone wants two thumbsticks because they're coming out with, like, these hardcore games like God of War with only one fucking thumbstick. So they have that now. Front, rear camera, touchscreen, motion tilt, 3G model, Wi-Fi model.
What's up with the back touchscreen?
It's just that's what's up.
I don't understand how that is going to make things better.
It's like the Z button, man, on the 64. It's touch screen.
It's hard enough to use a touch screen when your hand's blocking most of the screen. But how about when you can't even see where your hand is? Like,
well, I think that kind of like what they showed. We'll talk about it in a sec. But what they showed with Mod Nation Racers when they were touching the back of the screen and the mountains were lifting as they were touching. So it's almost like you can see where your finger is back there on the screen, if that makes sense.
For that game. They're just making the mountains excited.
Right. But
But what about Uncharted? Like, you can't really see where your finger is. So you kind of got to guess and, you know, hope you're pushing right. Maybe after a while you'll get used to it. But also, I just wonder how they're going to do that.
It might just be, like, not actual position dependent, but maybe it's just, like, swipes and stuff like that, you know? Kind of like how sometimes, like, you know, like on Ninja Gaiden for DS, how, like, you just kind of, didn't matter where you swiped, you just kind of swiped on it. Maybe it'll just be finger movements like that. Just do a downward swipe and something will happen, or a sideways swipe and something will happen. Maybe it's not as dependent on exactly where your fingers are as we might think it is, because, like, in terms of where your fingers land naturally, I think it's going to differ on a lot of people. So I think that maybe it won't be so precise. And the Mod Nation Racers is one that is precise, but I don't think it'll be too bad. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem to like it'd be that big of a problem if they do just end up going in the direction of just kind of swipes and things like that.
Yeah. But we'll have to see what they do with it.
But, how much did you guys love the announcement when they said that AT&T was the crowd reaction? Like, with
Verizon? Oh.
Yeah, they shouldn't have done that. That is the dumbest thing. Like, they shouldn't have announced it. Like, they should have just said, like, okay, we're partnering with AT&T and this is going to be the network. They did some stupid thing where they say, we are partnering with the best network out there, because no matter what you say, you're going to get a bad reaction now. Like, and everybody wanted Verizon, I think, yeah. But AT&T just had an amazing...
Like,
yeah.
And then those five guys in the crowd, yeah! Woo!
Yeah! Everybody looks at them.
Yeah.
Watch your back.
Yeah, exactly.
Go Gold Team!
Yeah.
Gold Team rules!
They said that there'd be live voice chat and everything.
Like the party system on Xbox.
Exactly. But then they got into games on the Vita. They just kind of jumped right in.
I did want to ask something about that. Is there a UMD slot, or are we going 100% digital download again with the Vita?
I don't know.
I thought it was all digital.
Yeah, I think it's all digital.
Because the PSP Go worked out so well?
I guess so.
Yeah, I guess.
What about the PSP in general? Like, I mean, if you think about it like that, then the Vita is a complete mystery. Like,
yeah,
like,
true.
Like, all the iterations before. But this is, like, the one time I think they're really trying to, you know, just, that's, I mean, there's so much on it. It just looks like they try to tack, like, whatever they can on it to just actually try to make it relevant. Because that's going to be tough since it's not a phone. And the 3DS isn't a phone, I know, but it's there's enough unique about it. There's, you know, that's got a screen
it's
on
Nintendo,
it. It's
Nintendo. Like,
yeah. But like, the Sony, they got to do a lot to justify why you need that in your pocket when it isn't a phone as well. So, I mean, it's like they're trying really hard to do that finally this time around, but we'll see if it I think it'll sell better than the PSP, obviously, but we'll see. But Scott Brody came up on stage and he was talking about the new Uncharted, and I guess it's Bend Studios, and they did a Siphon Filter and Resistance Retribution. They've been working on PSP, I guess, for a while now. Or, you know, doing the kind of the handheld versions of a lot of the console things. They're doing another one with the Uncharted. Touchscreen fighting. I thought some of the stuff really that they added for Vita, because I like Uncharted a lot, and they look like they were trying to do the same kind of gameplay. But a lot of the stuff that they added Vita-wise was not interesting to me, really. Like, they said, oh, you could touch to pick up a weapon, or you can touch to hit an enemy, or you can touch to kind of climb. And I'm like, I don't need to. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
Like, these are, you know, I mean, like, these are all buttons. And I thought it was way too easy. Like, you just, literally, in the climbing, you draw a path of that which you want to climb, and he just automatically climbs. Like, it doesn't get much...
It gives
like,
you time to get a soda, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Play one-handed and do other things with your other hand.
Yeah, which no gamer would need to. Well, I mean, like, it's just, like, literally, I say this a lot, but in terms of this whole, like, it playing yourself, or it playing itself, you guys got me out of the one hand thing. It playing itself, like, this is a situation where it's, like, literally, like, it's not even trying to, yeah, it's not even trying to disguise it. But, like, I think it's just kind of, like, this whole no skill required thing. Like, I'm okay if games, I understand that games have gotten easier, but, you know, this is kind of getting pretty far with that. So, and I was watching a lot of it, and I was just kind of thinking, like, is there any actual gameplay, like, on this thing? But, yeah.
I didn't see a way where you could, like, shoot and... you know, move around and do all that complex stuff with touch screens. You still got to do that to make you feel better.
Right. Well, I mean, we're shooting, I guess. But was it, or wait, could you not touch the screen to shoot? Was that not one of the things?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
I don't remember them showing it off, but they may have talked about it, actually.
They're probably going to get into something where you can yell at it. And then they'll just do things for you.
Fire, fire, fire.
Isn't that what the Kinect's doing in Mass Effect?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just yell at it.
Kill that guy already.
Yeah.
Omniblade that son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Scott got back up on stage, and he was talking about a social action RPG called Ruin. And it looks a lot like Diablo, and it's they're talking about how you can, you know, go through dungeons and things like that, and you know, like, gain online rivals, and you know, you can go into the dungeon of your rival and try to fight and defeat him.
The part that I liked about is you could go from the PSP to the PS3. It's kind of
cool.
Like what the Nintendo thing's doing, but on a different scale, you know.
Right.
Rather than just streaming it, like, you have to save and turn it off, but you can still continue playing on your PSV. Like...
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, like, definitely. I mean, it looked the same. I mean, like, there was no loss of gameplay. It's just, you literally just, you can save it to the cloud, just go and just continue to play. I mean, like, it's, which, like...
That, the cloud thing worries me for, okay, if I don't invest in the 3G model and hook up with AT&T and I'm out and about not connected to a Wi-Fi source and... Like, how do I sync up my data to the cloud? Then do I have to turn it back on and resave, or will it do an automatic thing once it connects to a Wi-Fi point?
Well, I mean, I guess we'll just have to see. It's. I mean, clearly,
you have to never turn off your system.
No. You can save it locally. I mean, obviously, but I think, you know, Landon's just wondering if finally when he gets that connection, is he going to have to turn it back on, save it again to do the cloud, you know, and then
sure it'll just update.
You think it'll do it automatically?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not really how, like, Steam Cloud works, you know?
I'm not sure about it being a portable system, it automatically doing that stuff. It's like, that's the problem with the Xbox or something. It's always connected to the internet for the most part, you know? Mm-hmm. And with a portable system, like, is it always going to be searching for a Wi-Fi signal, so then I'm going to be using my battery a lot, or...
Well, it depends. I mean, when it's off, it's off.
Right, right. But, you know, once I get within the Wi-Fi area, then, like, how does it sync up if not automatically, because you'll have to turn it back on anyways.
Right, right. Unless you keep it in sleep, I guess, or something like that, but it'll waste battery.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then they talked about Mod Nation Racers on Vita, that it's not a port. It's, you know, it's its own game, and they use the two touch screens. You touch the front to make a little valley or you know, to make the terrain go in. You touch the back to make the terrain come out, you know, towards you. What's the matter with you?
I liked the track editing tools that they used, because, I mean, I love making my own levels, but I've got to admit, with some of these, it's just too damn complicated. Like, with Halo Reach Forge, to make your own true, like, your own level, that thing takes forever. And I understand true level design takes a long time, but with Mod Nation Racers, it seems something so quick. It's like, okay, there's my tracks, mountains, let's put in some trees, let's race this crap, you know?
Yeah.
It seemed really quick, and that's what I got excited for. Like, it just seemed way simpler than most of these. I mean, even the PSP and the PS3 versions of the game, I bet the editing took a while, at least, you know? Yeah. So...
No, I mean, definitely. I mean, like, it was extremely quick. He literally just did the mountains, drew the track. It was working. You can really make it your own. You can just, you know, drag, you know, you want a different type of day, drag the sun across, you know, just, you can do whatever. And everything was really, really very intuitive.
I just wish they would do that with the game that I'm actually going to play. Like Mario Kart or something like that, because Mod Nation Racers, like I said before, I'm not a big Sony fan. Like I might get a PSV 10 years down the road, I don't know. Right.
But PS Vita 4 will be out.
Exactly. Dude, I bought my PS2 a couple of years ago, and that's my first PS2. So.
Right. Well, but they said it was kind of impressive, too, is that all the PS3 tracks are going to work on PS Vita. I mean, they're saying it's not a port and it's a new game, yet this is all going to be compatible, really? I mean, like...
Well, all the PS3 tracks are compatible with PS Vita stuff, but will the Vita stuff be compatible with the PS3 stuff?
I don't know. I mean, like, it would make sense, right?
It would make sense, but if there's extra content, the PS3 version may not have that.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So,
I guess.
And I don't think they're doing PS3 versus Vita racers. I don't think they're doing just tracks that are going back and forth.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be cross-platform play. I mean, like, maybe, but yeah, they definitely didn't say that there would be, and they probably won't.
I wish there would be, because they talked about that stuff with late, like, They talked about that later with other games, and I really love cross-platform stuff. I love playing PC games against Xbox owners, and, you know, I just wish more companies would jump on that, you know, and I could play one game, and let's say I'm out and about on my Vita, and you're at home on your PS3, we're still gaming together, you know?
Right, right. No, I mean, like, that's always a really interesting concept, and we've kind of seen things like that in the game industry every so often, kind of like what you know Microsoft was trying to do between PC and 360, never really took off.
Yeah, but that was kind of Microsoft's own fault. They tried to charge PC players to play online.
Yeah, bad mistake.
Yeah. They'll never
well,
do
they
that.
Stopped. They stopped. Gold, I think, is free on
they stopped charging, but way too late. After all the cross-platform games came out, they stopped charging, and then they didn't release anything new.
And those games didn't sell very well, too, so they didn't want to probably, like, come out with any others. But and that's the thing is that, yeah, like, I think that's, you know, it was almost never explored in the time that it kind of was explored. It wasn't making them money, so I think they're thinking that it's not worth it, and other companies might be looking at that and thinking it's not worth it. So, which is a shame. So, who knows? Maybe they'll try to do something with Vita that they were playing around a little bit with.
At least that same company, you know, like it's Sony and Sony, like
yeah,
something like that. PC, you've got a bunch of companies that make games on PC, so it's kind of a little bit harder to regulate those.
Right. Then they talked about Wipeout 2048. That's going to be at launch PS Vita, and that will have cross-platform play.
Yeah,
that's what they said between PS3 and Vita. So, I mean, that's something. And then they said Little Big Planet on PS Vita that's going to use. It's a new one that uses tilt, touch, everything.
Looks more of the same though, more Little Big Planet. So
yeah. After that, showing off all those games, they decided to talk about pricing, which is, I mean, I think it's priced right. At least shit. I mean, at least it's not a price hike. It's you're gonna get the Wi-Fi model for $250, which is the same as the old ass shitty one that didn't sell, the old PSPs, And then the 3G will be $300, and that's really not bad. Like and considering what it has, $250, being the same price as what the old PSP was that didn't have anything unique about it, in terms of touchscreen or anything, and it's the same price. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe this could be the thing that actually saves PlayStation's handheld market, because they've just, almost destined to be number two.
Yeah, for me, like, the things that caught me about the Vita were the cross-platform play, were Sony trying to make it be just the PlayStation platform rather than this is PlayStation 3 and this is the Vita. Like, they're trying to combine the two, and I've always liked that concept of make it a gaming community rather than, you're getting it for DS and you're getting it for Wii. They're both Nintendo, but you're still screwed,
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, like, it did look like they were making a more of an effort for connectivity, which is a good thing, which is a good direction.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, like, they have cross-platform game on one or two things, or gameplay on one or two things. And yeah, if they can explore that more, then maybe it'll work out good. Maybe it'll just work out the same as what Microsoft suffered with on their stuff. But yeah, if you were to give them a grade, A, B, C, D, or F, what would you give Sony on their press conference?
I'd probably give them a B, and that's from a Sony hater.
Okay.
The Vita does have interesting things with the cross-platform and with some of the games coming out. I mean, any Uncharted fans gotta love a new Uncharted game coming out.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I've never played the game. I've always seen it been played in front of me, but that's actually one game that I will buy a PS3 for one day.
Right. Yeah.
So, I'll give them a B. I'm excited for the Vita stuff and the cross-platform stuff.
All right. I actually, this might seem weird, but I actually am going to give them an A minus. And I gave Microsoft a lower grade, which I usually don't do. I usually like Microsoft a lot, but I felt like just in terms of the press conferences, I felt like Sony's press conference really felt like it was for me. And Microsoft, I felt like I was watching something that was clearly made for someone else, a 5-year-old. I like Resistance, everything that they showed. Like, I like Resistance. I like Uncharted. I don't think I'm planning on getting a Vita, but in terms of the things that they were showing, BioShock, Infinite, all these games that they showed, there was just not one reason why I wouldn't be interested in playing any, you know, I mean, playing those games. And so I really, you know, I mean, like, the only reason why it's A minus is because it's, you know, there's a lot of this, of Vita stuff, that handheld stuff isn't too interesting to me, but still, like, in terms of what they were gearing for, you know, that they were kind of speaking my language a lot more than Microsoft this year, so, you know, but... if you were to give Sony a grade,
Maybe like an A, because it's pretty good. You know, they gave me Ico, that by itself just gives me an A+. You know.
Yeah. And I forgot about that too.
Yeah, Ico and Shadow of the Colossus. Everybody, play that shit.
I thought they did a good job this year. So yeah.
Just deliver Last Guardian, and you definitely get the gold.
Yeah.
For me, it just seemed like they were kind of light on the PS3 stuff. Like you said, they focused a lot on the Vita.
Right. So. But that's the thing, is that, like, the stuff, it was like, they focused a lot on Vita, Microsoft focused a lot on Kinect, but even though I'm not planning on really getting a Vita, the stuff that they were showing on Vita, which was Uncharted and things like that, I am more interested in than Disney's Funhouse. So, like... I don't know, but all right. So next time we'll be talking about the third parties. We're just going to do one episode of GCast of just the third parties, which is, it's pretty much just EA and Ubisoft. Yeah. Konami had one, but it's, you know, it was like a pre-recorded kind of a thing.
Bullshit.
We'll talk about the third parties next time. We realize that these are long. These are like an hour. I mean, these are, again, these, you know, we're testing a lot of things. There is a lot to talk about because it was E3. The format will be much more, probably, you know, yeah, like after these four, after the next one, it kind of ends the four that are for E3, and then we'll start to actually just have podcasts that we'll talk about, you know, a game a week or possibly a subject on the game industry a week, and, you know, we'll see if we can make it shorter and more interesting, and there's nothing I can do about my voice, so I apologize about that. We'll see you guys next week.